రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆదిలీలా చాప్టర్ 14 లార్డ్ చైతన్యస్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ ఆల్సో ఈ భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఆల్సో ది డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ అబౌట్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ అండ్ చైతన్య చరితామృత యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో డిస్కస్ విత్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ గౌరాంగ నైస్ ఓకే దిస్ టుడే ది భార్స్ ఇస్ రిటన్ ఆన్ ది బోర్డ్ 89 and 90 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పార్పడ్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే జగన్నాథ్ మిశ్ర అండ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణ డిస్కస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజన్ ఇన్ ది డ్రీమ్ ఏట్ జగన్నాథ్ మిశ్ర వాజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ అనలైజ్డ్ పేరెంటల్ మెలో అండ్ డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు నో ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ పర్పట్ ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th canto 8th chapter 45th verse ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ ఇజ్ వర్షిప్డ్ విత్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ హ్యూమన్స్ బై ది వేదస్ అండ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ అండ్ బై గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ త్రూ సాంఖ్యజోగ in the mode of goodness was considered by mother Jashoda and Nanda to be their own little son similarly Jagannath Mishra also considered Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his beloved little boy although he is worshipped with all veneration by the learned brahmanas and the saintly persons om agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shailakaya చక్షురున్మీలితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురుభే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జన భూతళే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి సోపదాంతికం వందే అహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీవిశాఖానితాంశ్చ నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతళే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాళం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపా తమహం వందే శ్రీగురుదినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యైశ్వరం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే సంకర్షణ కరణతోయసై గర్భదశై చ పయబ్ధిశై శేషశ్చ జస్యాం సకళా సహ నిత్యానందాఖ్య రామం శరణం మమాస్తు నమ మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమినే గౌరతిశై నమః ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హిమావదివ్య చవి సుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరస ప్రదాయ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. అజానులంబితభుజౌ కనకావదాతౌ సంకీర్తనైకపితరౌ కమళాయతాఖ్యౌ విశ్వంభరౌ ద్విజభరౌ జుగధర్మపాళౌ వందే జగత్ప్రియకరౌ కరుణావతారౌ. నమః త్రికాళసత్యాయ జగన్నాథసుతాయ చ సభృత్యాయ సపుత్రాయ సకళత్రయతే నమః. అవతిన్నో సుకారుణ్యో పరిచిన్నో సదీశ్వరో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య నిత్యానందో దౌభ్రాతరో భజే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ డిస్కషన్ అబౌట్ జగన్నాథ్ మిశ్రస్ చాస్టైజ్మెంట్ టు లార్డ్ చైతన్య. దిస్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఇస్ డిస్కస్డ్ ప్రీవియస్లీ ఆల్సో దిస్ ఫ్రమ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది భార్స్ 83 up to verse 91. This talk between a brahmana who came in dream and Jagannath Mishra. This talk is going on in dream, in a dream, because of the naughty behavior of Gauranga. So he, being a father, Jagannath Mishra, one time he chastised him on Jagannath Mishra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son, gave him a lesson in morality after rebuking him greatly one day. So what he did, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, why he was getting chastised by Jagannath Mishra? This Gauranga and Krishna, they are same, and they are both are in their childhood pastime, they are very nutty. But we did not find any example that is Nanda Maharaj chastised Krishna. In Bhagavatam there is no discussion that Nanda Maharaj chastised Krishna sometime. He become nutty. We see the Damodar Leela, mother Jasoda bound Krishna. But later on Nanda Maharaj came and he make him free. He took in his lap. But there is not any example that any time that is Nanda Maharaj chastised Krishna. But interestingly here, same Krishna when he appeared as Gauranga, he is getting chastised by Jagannath Mishra. There is nice this discussion here. Actually, this childhood pastimes is very nicely described in Chaitanya Bhagavata. The three literatures, they discussed about Chaitanya pastimes. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also the Bhakti Ratnakara, there's some description. So, if one want to hear childhood pastimes of Krishna, the Navadvip pastimes, then one must read Chaitanya Bhagavata. And some person of Chaitanya Mangala also. So, but Chaitanya Charitamrita specifically deals with after sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to Puri. He went his South Indian tour, and last 18 years the Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri. All this is very in detail is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Still, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving a description. He is telling, I am not giving you all detail because it is already described by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book Chaitanya Bhagavata. Here he mentioned that what is the reason that Jagannath Mishra chastised to Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this is the childhood pastime. That means he was under the age of 5. After that, Pogonda Lila and Kausara Lila after. So, here is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is rising. He is writing that age as well for small children, he learned to play, and with his playmates, he went to house of neighboring friends, stealing their eatables and eating them sometimes, and children fought among themselves. Just like Krishna was butter thief. He was going by nearby house and stealing butter. Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakh cows, and there plenty of milk, butter, everything, milk products are there in their house. Still, Krishna went to Krishna goes to steal in others' house. Prabhupada is writing, why it is like that? Why we are some stealing in this material world and Krishna was stealing something? What is the difference? The difference between the material and spiritual worlds is that stealing in the spiritual world is done in friendship and love. Because the gopis and the Brajavasi, they wanted Krishna to come to their house and steal things. They enjoy it. They want to become angry with Krishna. They enjoy it. Krishna will come and steal. They want to see it, how he is stealing. They want to cut him. Like that. So that is the Prabhupada's writing that this is the difference. The spiritual world is that stealing in the spiritual world is done in friendship and love. Whereas fighting and stealing within the material world are executed on the basis of enmity and envy. This is the difference. So when Krishna is stealing something, that is difference, and when we steal something, that is difference. So just Krishna was stealing in Braja Bhumi, going to different houses of the gopas or brajavasis, to the gopis. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a small child, he was also going to neighboring house, making others small boys in the same age together, enter someone's house and steal something, like it, stealing. So that's why this complaints come to Jagannath Mishra. This complaint come to Sachi, but Nimai was not caring Sachimata. Well, Sachimata try to chastise him, he will do some more mischiefs in home. He will throw the pots, he will break everything, he will do something. But he has little fear to Jagannath Mishra. Generally in a house, a child has little fear for his father, but he does not fear for mother. So that's why this complaint come to Jagannath Mishra. Shishu sabha sachisthane karila nibedana suni swachi putrera kichu dila alohana. All the children lodged complaint to Sachi Mata, but the Lord fighting with them and stealing from the neighbor's houses, therefore sometimes she used to chastise or rebuke her son. Sometimes he did. And from childhood, Krishna loves calves and cows. But Nimai is different. Nimai is also, he likes milk, cow products, but same time, in a childhood, in Chaitanya Mangala, there is a nice incident. Nimai was keeping, one time he was going with his boy, small little boys, then he saw some puppies. What puppy? Little dogs, small puppies. So among he saw there 7-8 puppies together. So Nimai took one of them, this most beautiful puppy. So other boys told, "Hey Nimai, you took the most beautiful one and keeping the ugly ones for us. We will not play with you." Nimai told, "Don't worry, I am taking this puppy, not for myself, all of us, you just sit around this puppy. Then we will talk to puppy, then I will tease him and we'll imitate him. In this way we'll enjoy." See, this is Nimai. She was playing with puppies. Then one boy somehow was disturbed. He ran to such mother Sachi. He told, "You are Nimai, look, born in a Brahmana family and playing with dog, puppies." So immediately Sachimata come to spot. He told, "Hey Nimai, what are you doing? Give up this puppies." But Nimai took it in his hand. And he said, "No, I cannot give up. I like this puppy." So in this way. But this is not supposed to be. A Brahmana boy should play with ducks. So anyhow, Satchimata tried to pacify her. Then finally Satchimata told, okay, it is, he insisted other boys go to Ganga for taking bath. So then when Nimai left Ganga to taking bath with other boys, then Mother Sachi make the puppies free. And after returning from his bath, Mahaprabhu told, someone, another boy was running to the Ganga. He told, Nimai, your mother made the puppy free. So he came running, started crying, oh mother, why you left my puppy? Where is my puppy? Started running, rolling on the ground, where is my puppy? Started shouting. Mother said, oh, take some, this I am keeping. You took bath, now you have to take something, some sweet take. But Mahaprabhu became very disturbed. Where is my puppy? Started crying. Now somehow other, with much difficulty, Mother Sachi pacified him. I will bring a better puppy for you, don't worry, like that. But the citizens of Navadip, they saw that puppy to whom Gauranga embraced, a little boy. Next day they saw on the path of Navadip, in road of Navadip, their puppy was just putting his front legs toward sky. He was chanting loudly, Gauranga! The puppy was chanting, Gauranga, 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 in this way. So people are surrounded, looking, what is this going on? Small puppy chanting, Gauranga, 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 in this way. By dancing, with chanting Gauranga's name. This is Gauranga's pastimes. But Krishna has not, Krishna did not, there is no incident that Krishna was playing with some puppies. Krishna plays with calves and cows. He liked that. He was a vatsa pala, he was taking care of calves, and he was also gopala, he was taking care of cows. But here in Nimai, so not even born in a Brahmana family, he was playing with dogs. Then when he was going to school for study, when he returned, their school is from morning up to noon. Then in noon time, he will return, he will make all the boys together. Instead of coming to their house, they will go to Bank of Ganges. Then you keep their books just on the Bank of Ganges, then just jump to Ganga. They'll play, throw water to each other, they throw sands. Even the senior Brahmanas, they are taking bath. They will send, they throw sands, someone. Nimai will make a dip, and he will catch the catch the legs of some Brahman who is chanting, who is sitting and chanting Gayatri. Just as he was standing in the water and chanting Gayatri, he will go inside and just catch his leg. Then he'll come out, then he'll slap. Then he'll come from backside, he'll climb on his shoulder, then he'll jump. To whom you are meditate? I am. Look, I am the I am Lord Mahesh. I am Lord Shiva. I am Brahma. I am Vishnu. Everything. So Brahmana told, what is this guy doing? Small child. But like that. He'll come to the shore. Then they're taking, everyone is busy in taking bath. And he'll change the clothes. Ladies' clothes in gents' side. Gents' clothes in ladies' side. They change everyone's clothes. And when they come out for after taking bath, they say, no cloth is there in their place. So, in this way, even the girls, that is the tradition in Bengal also. They have to come to take a bath in Ganges, then they should worship. Generally, Prabhupada wrote that they worship Uma Sankara. They worshipped. The gopis were worshipping whom? Katyayani. Gopis were worshipping Katyayani. They're telling Katyayani, Mahamaye, Mahajogini, Adhiswari, Nanda Gopo Sutang Deving. Pating me kurute mama. Oh, Mother Katyayani, you can do anything and everything. You are empowered for that. So please, be merciful to us. We are worshipping you to get this Nanda Gopa Suta, who Krishna is our husband. Please grant. Fulfill our desire. Nanda Gopa Suta Deving, pating me kurute mama. Everyone. But here, the girls, they come, Brahman, the neighboring, in this village, Mayapur, they are coming to take bath. But they are not praying that, this make this Nimaya as our husband. They never pray like that. Gopis were praying, so anyhow Krishna has right to steal their clothes and do some naughty things with them. But here, Gauranga, they are not the girls come to take bath. After they bring so many items for puja, for worshipping. Then when they are taking bath, then Nimai will go and take their seat for the, he will sit himself and he will put the chandan himself, there in chandan pot. He will take garland himself. Then he will laugh. He told, "Oh, girls, worship me. I am everything. I will bless you. You don't know, I am also Brahma, I am Vishnu, I am Mahesh, I am everything. Whatever your desire, I will fulfill." They become angry. "Hey, what are you doing? You are actually in relation like our brother, and what are you telling? Why are you doing like this? Stop these nutty things." But he will laugh again and eat all bhoga also, whatever bhoga they brought. They will eat everything. That's why this message were coming again and again to whom? Sachi and Jagannath. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, nice incident was described. One time, that Nimai was becoming so nutty in Kam. He did not allow the elderly person to take a nice bath. A Brahman, after taking bath, he may be coming out, he will throw some sand. Then he should go again to take bath. Then he'll change so all the people get disturbed. They come to Jagannath to complain Jagannath Mishra. Some elderly Brahmins, they come. He told, "You have to teach your son. This is your duty. If a father cannot control his son, cannot teach them in a spiritual way. Pitana sasyat, janani na sasyat, guru na sasyat, all these responsible positions one should not take unless you guide the dependents in the path of spiritual life. Unless you teach him in science of spiritual devotion or devotional service, then why you just beget children and you are not taking care of them? The chastisement to come to Jagannath Mishra, control your son. You are not allowing us taking proper bath in Ganges." He did not know how to behave to the elderly persons, to Brahmanas. Someone chanting Gayatri, then he drug his leg. Someone after taking bath, want to come back to his house, he come out, then he see there is no cloth. Then when he was look here, there, and he took some sand and throw on him. And he has to go again to take a bath. What is this going on? And he was telling to so many things, but this is not proper. Elderly plant taken, when he is taking bath, chanting Gayatri, he will come from backside, climb on his shoulder, then jump to Ganges. Told him, "Home you are meditating. I am Krishna in this age of Kali." These are true, but people did not know. This type of naughty behaviors. The girls come from other, they all Brahmanas came to directly to Jagannath Mishra to complain all these things. "What is doing? Your son is doing? You are so sublime, so peaceful. You are so nicely behaved to other people, but what is doing your son, Nimai? You have to teach him." Similarly, the girls, they come other side to complain to Sachi, Mother Sachi. "Look, Mother Sachi, you are so nice, you are so affectionate for us, so we have so much respect for you. That's why we are not complaining about Nimai to our parents. If we'll complain about Nimai, what he's doing, how he's behaving us, then they will be fighting. Our parents will come to quarrel with you. But we did not complain to our parents, but we are coming to tell you. You should take care of this Nimai." Bringing the different items for worshipping Lord Shiva. He is telling, "I am Mahesh. I am Vishnu. I am everything. when we just go to water for taking bath, he will put our asanas. Himself will sit, himself will put chandan, himself will take garland, then eat all the bhogas we brought for the day, he will eat everything. Then he told, oh, what are you doing? When you chastise, no, don't worry, I am satisfied. I am giving you now a boon. You may have very handsome young husband. You may have, say, 7 children each. Like this, he is telling all these things. When you become angry, then he will laugh, he will smile. What is going on? What is this Nima is doing? When you tell you are like our, in relation, you are like our brother, this is not good for you. Then he will simply laugh. Then if someone is just hiding his puja items, he will go away, then become angry. Call, okay, you running, you are not offering all this to me. So I am cursing you. We may have a old husband having 4 co-wives. Like this. You will not have any, you are a barren lady, you will not have any children. You will start. So they have to, they're fearful. Maybe something power, internal powers with this boy, they will come back again and okay, Nima, whatever you like. Then Nima will be very happy, eat everything. Then he told, okay, I just bless you now, you land. Hands up, husband. You will get, like that. So Nima, you are doing all this. So the girls coming to complain to Satchimata and the brahmanas, the men coming to complain to Jagannath Mishra. So it is going on like that. So Jagannath Mishra became one day very angry, took a stick in his hand. I am going to find this Nima. When they complained, they still he was in Ganges, he would take. So the other boy told, Nimai, your father is coming. The same Brahmana also gave telling, hey, father is coming, get. Nimai immediately escaped. Come out, then he other way came. So he came as if he is wearing the same school dress that he went to school. Even some spots of ink on his cheek and his bodies. The whole body was just smeared with dust, as if he had not even went to Ganga. He come back in this way. Jagannath Mishra left home to searching where is Nimai, chastising. But when he come back, Mother Sachitra, Nimai, why you are giving problem to this Brahmanas and to the girls? You are doing all these things every day. We are getting so much complaint. This is not good. Nimai told, look, I am just coming directly from school. You see, there I have seen so many. I never went to Ganges. I just dust everything. I am now, as he comes and told, oh, mother, please give me some oil. I want to smear oil on my body. Then I go to take bath in Ganges. Jagannath Mishra, when then he asked this, Nimai teaches all these boys, small boys. When my father come, tell him, Nimai did not come today. We are waiting for him, maybe. Go and please send Nimai to us. We want to enjoy with him, taking bath with him. So Jagannath Mishra went to his son. Where is Nimai? Why is he angry? He has a stick in his hand, searching, where is Nimai? The boy told, your Nimai did not come today. We are searching for him. Where is Nimai? Please go and send him back. Jagannath Mishra, what is going on? The Nimai, with so many complaints, these all Brahmanas, they told me complaints, how it is be false. Definitely Nimai did something. Then he come back to house, then he saw Nimai was just standing there, whole body was dust, as if he just coming from directly from school. Seeing Jagannath Mishra, told, father, he want to just run to Nimai. Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra could not tell him what is going on. Both Sachi and Jagannath look each other. Look, our son is looking. He's just coming directly from school. How these people are coming and complaining? Whole body is full of dust. Same cloth. No sign of taking a bath in his body. So how it is happening? So in this way, you are doing all these naughty things. So many complaints come to Jagannath Mishra. That's why we see here that in this verse, so Jagannath Mishra That's why he wanted to chastise his as a father. He want to, I must, he has think I must correct my son. If I am not correct, he will be more naughty. Eh? This is my duty to chastise him. So Jagannath Mishra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son, gave him lessons in morality after rebuking him greatly. Well, he rebuked him and then that night he saw a dream. Jagannath Mishra saw a dream. On that very night, Jagannath Mishra dreamed that a Brahmana had come before him speaking these words in great anger. But it, according to astronomy, when a Brahmana came in a dream, he is none other than Lord Vishnu. You should not think him some other person. If when a Brahmana appeared in dream telling you something, this has become true. This is not ordinary. Brahmana came in dream and he is Lord Vishnu. So, this Brahmana appeared in dream and is speaking, "My dear Mishra, you do not know anything about your son. You think him your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him." Why you do not know what is the identity of your son? Indirectly he wants to say that your son is an ordinary, not an ordinary human being. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. But Jagannath Mishra told, "This boy may be demigod, a mystic yogi, or great saintly person. It does not matter what he is. For I think he is only my son. I don't see him in any other way." So it is the duty of the father to educate his son in both religion and morality. If I do not give him this education, how will he know of it? How can he know? I am father, I have to teach him. Charity begins at home. So charity begins at home. So Jagannath says, it is my duty to teach my son. So the Brahmana replied in dream, "If your son is transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, what is the use of your education? If he knows everything before, he is not ordinary boy." But still Jagannath Mishra, parental love, "Even my son is not a common man, but Narayan himself. Still, it is the duty of father to instruct his son." Jagannath Mishra, well, maybe he is Narayan, maybe himself with the God himself, but still it is my duty to chastise him, to correct him, to teach him. This is the duty of a father. So that is the verse today. And then the board is written, "Ei mata duhe kare dharmera vichar visuddha vatsalya misrera nahi jane ar." Jagannath Mishra, visuddha vatsalya, there no mixed up any other rasa. Is a parental, annihilated parental love. So that's why he did not know anything else. In this way, Jagannath Mishra and the Brahmana discussed the principles of religion in the dream. Yet Jagannath Mishra was absorbed in annihilated parental mellow and did not want to know anything else. This is the sweet description of who is in annihilated parental love, how Jagannath Mishra chastised to Nimai. And even the Brahmana came in dream, still he was not compromising. No. You cannot tell I am in wrong, being chastised to Nimai. You're not. It is my duty to chastise him, to correct him, to teach the principles of religion. It is the duty of a father. Otherwise, why you become father? Pitano sasyat. Otherwise, you should not become a father unless you teach your son in the path of religion. So that is the description. So Prabhupada is writing that similarly, Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his beloved little boy, just like Nanda and Yashoda also considered little Kanhaiya as their son. But just like you saw in the Bhagavatam, there is no incident that Nanda Maharaj chastising Krishna. Then incident about mother Yashoda chastising Krishna. So still, Jagannath Mishra, the same Nanda, it is mentioned in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, that he is both Vasudeva and Nanda combined. Jagannath Mishra is combined from Vasudeva and Nanda. So he is such an ideal example, a person who is in parental love, annihilated parental love. So, when Jagannath Mishra in dream, he saw that he gave reply to the Brahmana like in that way, so Brahmana became very pleased. Being very much pleased, the Brahmana left after talking with Jagannath Mishra. And when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. Because it was all these talks and conversations was going on in a dream. So he was astonished. Then he talked to Sachi Mata and other relatives. He said, "What is, why I saw such dream?" So everyone was smiling and laughing. He told, "Okay, this is in a dream." So related the dream to his friends, relatives, and everyone of them was very much astonished to hear of it. So this is Vishuddha Vatsalya. So, but we cannot imitate Nanda Maharaj. We cannot imitate them. If someone is aspiring to be a Vatsalya, they have to serve Krishna in Vatsalya Rasa. But he can follow, but he cannot imitate Nanda Maharaj. Or he cannot say that I want to be Nanda Maharaj one day. I want to become Jasoda. A sadhaka cannot become Jasoda or Nanda. He can simply follow their footprints because they are eternal father and mother of Krishna. They are Nitya Siddha, they are, of course, they are Swarup Shakti, direct expansion of Krishna. A sadhaka cannot become by sadhana, doing some following, cannot become Nanda and Jasoda. It is not possible. Neither he can become the gopis. Lalita, Visakha, these Ashta Sakhis or Ashta Gopalas, Dwadasa Gopalas, cannot, these are direct expansion of Krishna. It is not possible. But we can follow the footprints of Krishna. That's why Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gave this famous verse. Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya kachi dupasana brajabadhu vargena jakalpita Srimat bhagavatam pramanamamalam prema pumarthamahan Sri chaitanya mahaprabhur matamidam tatro daranaparaha. This is the opinion of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Right? Our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Gauranga is also, he is also same personality. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sei Balaram Haila Nitai. We have Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. Prabhupada to preach the North Indian people. They did not know who is Gaur Nitai. They know Krishna Balaram. They did not know. So that's why Prabhupada put Gaur Nitai and next Krishna Balaram. They understand. The same Gaur Krishna Balaram appeared as Gaur Nitai. So that's why he is our worshipable Lord. Prabhupada told my worship place of worship is Mayapur. I could worship their Gauranga as my Lord. Home is Vrindavan. Prabhupada's home is Vrindavan. Office is Bombay. It's Prabhupada. You see in Brajavasis, they have so much love for Prabhupada. There are many saintly persons where they appeared, but Brajavasis never respect other saintly person so easily. No? But they have so much respect for Prabhupada. Because that's a Prabhupada. This is my Vrindavan. You go any shop, you see the picture of Prabhupada. The Prabhupada picture. So we have our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. He is also appeared as Gauranga, same personality. Then his pastime place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable for us. And in order to achieve love of Godhead, lotus feet of Krishna, then we have to follow the footprints of Brajavasis. Those in Madhurya, they have to follow the footprints of gopis. Those are in Vatsalya, they have to follow the footprints of Jasoda, Ananda, and elderly gopa and gopis in Vrindavan. The Sakya, they want establish relationship in Sakya, then they have to establish the, so they have to follow the footprints of the Sakha, Sudam, Siddham, Sudama, Siddhama, Subala, like many, Madhu Mangal. They are footprints, you have to follow. But you cannot imitate them. But we cannot become, you think I become like that, is not possible. Simply follow them. Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalayo, Dasa, Dasanu, 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 Das. 10,000 times reduced. It's not easy. There's a Mahaprabhu told, I am neither the sannyasi, nor a banaprastha, nor a grahastha, nor a brahmachari. I am not a brahmana, khatriya, vaishya, sudra. I am simply, what is my identity? I am simply gopi bhartu padakamalaya dasa, dasanu, dasanu, das. I am servant of that personality who maintains the gopis, the beloved of the gopis, Brajavasis. So, in this way, we can follow the footprints of Sachi and Jagannath. If someone is in Vatsalya, then you follow. How to love Nimai, how to love Krishna. You follow their footprints. In this way, we can make our life successful. But we cannot become like that, as it is. You cannot become Nanda or Jasoda or Jagannath Mishra or Sachi. It is not possible. This is Mayavad. So, this lesson we have learned, the sweet Gaurangera Madhura Lila, Jara Karne Praveshila, Hrudaya Nirmala Bhela, Tar. Very sweet. Gauranga's pastimes. If you hear Krishna's pastimes, Gauranga pastimes, then your heart becomes cleansed. Gaurangera Madhura Lila, Jara Karne Praveshila, Hrudaya Nirmala Bhela, Tar. Gaurangera Sangi Gane, Nitya Siddha Karimane, Sejaya Brajendra Sutta, Pass. Should accept the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and their Nitya Siddhas. In this way we can enter in Brajilla. In Braj. There is no difference between Brajadham and Navadipidham. The same pastimes. There is Krishna. Krishna was doing childhood pastime by killing the demons. We are discussing in Bhagavatam also childhood pastimes of Krishna. So what is he doing? Every day he was killing demons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is he doing? He is doing his balya lilas in childhood pastimes. He is doing many naughty things. And he is delivering, living from very beginning. Just like I told one pastime, so he delivered a puppy from very big childhood. That's why he came. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari So Parsada Siyo Dhamma Saha Avatari Atyanta Durlabha Prema Karibare Dana Sikhaya Saranagati Bhakatera Prana. He came with his associates, with his Dham, Navadip Dham. Why? To deliver this conditioned souls. So from very Durlabha Prema, Krishna Prema. He came to deliver everyone this Krishna Prema. How to love God, love Krishna or Gauranga. He himself distributed it. Before our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, before the other Acharyas they came, they were teaching, they taught us how to come to go back to Vaikuntha. Specifically Ramanuja Acharya and Madhava Acharya. They come and their teachings is up to Dasya Rasa, Santa and Dasya Rasa. Just go to Narayan, worship Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, there is our worshipful Lord. To go to Vaikuntha, attending Sarupya, Samipya, Salukya, so that is okay, finish. That is the goal of life. But when Krishna came, in Dwapara, end of Dwapara, then he, after doing his pastimes, he left. Then he thought, this how these people will come back to Goloka? It is not possible by doing Vidhi Bhakti come to up to Vaikuntha, but how they enter Goloka? Then he came. Then Krishna thought himself, Ama bina kehunare Krishna prema dite. He thought himself, if I will not descend, incarnate, then who will preach this science of Krishna consciousness? How to return back to Goloka Dhamma? Who can teach these higher rasas? Sakya Vatsalya and Madhurya. That is in Goloka Vrindavan, not in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is after Dasa. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj in Mangalacharana Chaitanya Charitamrita he wrote. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnata ujjvalarasam so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipita sada hrudaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha. The sachinandana may be always in my heart. Who came here to give something that no one has given before. He raga bhakti. He came here to do. How to love Krishna? How to return back to Goloka Vrindavan? Apane achari prabhu jibere shikhai. By his own example, he gave, he saw us how to perform this pure bhakti. Or specifically in friendship, and in parental love and conjugal love. That is the gift of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He saw this path, how to return back to Goloka Vrindavan. Of course, this is external reasons, but internal is different. But still, this is one of the reasons why he came to this material world. Why he appeared as Gauranga. And he not appeared every yuga, every chaturdesha, yuga cycle is going on. In Brahma's lifetime, how many yuga cycles? One day of Brahma, how many yuga cycles? 1,000. 1,000 times Satya, Tretaya, Dwapara, Kaliya. This yuga cycle goes 1,000 times in one day of Brahma. But Gauranga or Krishna, they not come every yuga cycle. Vaivasvata namai saptama manantara, sataisa chaturjuga tahara antara, athaisa chaturjuga dwapara rasese, dhamera sahita haye krishnera pravese. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling to Sanatana Goswami, teachings. He telling not every millennium Krishna came. Every yuga chakra. He came only once in one day of Brahma. So that is in where came? Now when there is 14 manus are ruling in one day of Brahma, the 7 manu when came, his turn came, he is Vaivasvata manu. Vaivasvata namai saptama manantara. He was a great devotee of Lord. Vaivasvata manu. He was Maharaj Satyavrata in previous life. For him the peace incarnation, Lord appeared as peace incarnation. So the same personality become son of Vaivasvata manu and he become son of Vibhaswanane, he becomes a Vaivasvata manu. That's why in his rulings, Krishna appeared himself. When come, a manu rules 71 yuga chakras, but already when 27 yuga chakras goes in the ruling of Vaivasvata manu, then 28th yuga chakra started. Then in that yuga chakra, in the end of Dwapara, Krishna himself appeared. And when Krishna appeared, then who came? Gauranga appeared. He also, Gauranga Mahaprabhu also appeared once in Brahma's day. And when Gauranga came, he gave prema. So you think how you are fortunate. And what is the gift of Prabhupada? He introduced us to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is the goal of life? Prema, prema, pamartha, mahan. That's why this is Mahaprabhu's. Time is going, Joe, his lilas, Adhyavadi, but Mahaprabhu's lila is not finished. It's going on. He never leave his body like others. Simply disappear. Adhyavadi nitya lila kare, Gaura raya, kono kono bhagyavan dekhi vare paaye. His pastimes is going on. Still going on. Narada Muni also traveling still now. Here in London, Prabhupada told his Brahma and Narada, came. You did not see them? We must have eyes to see them. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Santha sadaiva hrudayesu vilokayanti. Yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adipurusam tamahang bhajami. Similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu past time still going on. We must have eye to see them. Mahaprabhu is still dancing. We cannot see it. Mahaprabhu is panchatattva dancing. And Narottamdas Thakur started his function in Gaurupurnima, first Gaurupurnima festival in Kheturi, in Bangladesh. And when there is Kirtan, Narottamdas Thakur was himself leading the Kirtan. Thousands of devotees, they chanting and dancing. They saw who appeared. Again, Panchatattva appeared. They saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu personally with Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Sivas. They all appeared and again started dancing in middle of devotees. The pastimes are still going on. Adhyavadhi nityalila kare gauraraya. Because they did not leave their body. They simply disappear. Mahaprabhu simply disappear. Go, Nityananda also disappear. Go, all Advaita, they all simply disappear. They're still there. So that's why this is the Prabhupada gave us such a valuable gift. That is not, Kali is not even enter. This is the Sanya, just son. Krishna Sudham Apagate Dharma Gya. That's the son just set in west. But still the after sun setting, there is some light. That is called Sandhya, Yuga Sandhya. Every Yuga cycle there is Yuga Sandhya. So Yuga Sandhya is a certain period, about now 10,000 years is left to Kali enter in full power. That's why Prabhupada told my books are for 10,000 years. When there's Kali enter, the darkness covered everywhere, Kali, then no one would read books, no chant Hare Krishna, that the Kali will rule. So that's why this 10,000 years, Prabhupada came and gave us how to return back to Godhead. Jeev jago, Gaurachandra bale, bale, katanidra jao maya, pisachira kole. Wake up, simply sleeping soul. Wake up. How long you are going to sleep in the lap of the witch maya? I brought medicine for you. Prabhupada told, when someone is sick, he need two things, a diet and medicine. So Prabhupada told, gave us diet. You have to eat only Mahaprasadam. Te bhunjante adhama papa je pachyante atma karanat. Yajna uchishta shila santa muchyate sarvakil visayi. You offer to Krishna, make it prasad. Prasad kha ke hi bhakta ban jao. Prabhupada is telling in one Hindi cassette. Become a devotee simply eating Mahaprasad. Jada sastra padhne ka jarurat nahi hai. There is no need to sleep eating so many. Just I made it practical in New York City, Prabhupada told. By simply feeding Mahaprasad to the hippies, I made them devotee. So this is Prabhupada gave a special gift in this Yuga Sandhya. Practice this Krishna consciousness. Very easy. Just follow regular principles and chant Hare Krishna, be happy. The diet is Mahaprasad and medicine is NHE Ausadhi Maya Nashivara Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lavotami Magi. Please take this medicine. Bhakati Vinoda Prabhura Charane Padiya Sai Harinama Mantra Laila Magiya. So we are getting this mantra in Parampara from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada getting mantra. Be serious. If one can bhakti is such thing, one can become a pure devotee within a second, like Maharaj Khatwanga, example in second canto. Otherwise maybe many lifetimes will come and go, you remain as it is. That's why we must remain serious and accept this Krishna consciousness. This is the matchless gift. This matchless gift is given by Srila Prabhupada, and he brought it from Gauranga and he gave us. So accept it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question or comment?